City Council has approved two bylaw amendments that deal with Viterra Inc.'s grain terminal upgrade project and zoning changes to land in Waccamaw Valley. Council gave three unanimous readings to both bylaws during its August 14 regular meeting. Since there was no dissent, the amendments went into effect immediately. Viterra Upgrade Project. The agriculture company plans to install a 12,500-foot double-loop track north of the terminal, and into an adjacent pasture, that can accommodate 144 Canadian Pacific Railway, CPR, high-capacity cars and three locomotives as part of the $18 million project. The new loop will bisect Britannia Road near 24th and 28th Avenues, so Viterra will install two lockable gates with flashing lights near those entrances when loading train cars. The company estimates each road closure will last 24 to 36 hours and occur 25 to 40 times a year. It will need a street closure permit from City Hall each time, while it will install detour signage and inform area residents beforehand. Council passed an amended street and lane closure bylaw on April 24 to facilitate the subdivision, sale and consolidation of the affected streets and intersections, a council report explained. The company hired a land surveyor to undertake the subdivision process and began registering the consolidation plan with Information Services Corporation, ISC, which created new extension numbers for each affected street and lane, the report continued. ISC rejected the consolidation plan because the city's previous bylaw change referenced the old extension numbers, which meant an updated bylaw amendment to the previous bylaw amendment was required so ISC would accept the newly created extension numbers. Waccamaw Valley Parcel. A parcel of land in Waccamaw Valley being used to produce hay has been rezoned so it falls within one zoning category instead of several different ones and ensures its agricultural use can continue. Previously, the 5.80 hectare, 14.35-acre parcel was zoned RVC's One River Valley Conservation and Slump Hazard Overlay District and RVCF One River Valley Conservation District and Flood Fringe Overlay. The new zoning is to US 1 Urban Holding District and Slump Hazard Overlay and UHF 1 Urban Holding District and Flood Fringe Overlay. Deb Thorne with Sunflower Developments Inc. submitted a zoning amendment application to City Hall in May requesting changes to the zoning of the land near the 7th Avenue Southwest Bridge. The chunk of land has no buildings or services but has a farm lane easement, while the municipality taxes the land at commercial, industrial rates. A council report noted City Hall received no written responses from residents or area landowners about this change. However, during the August 14 meeting, Councilor Crystal Froese said she spoke with Waccamaw Valley Authority, WVA. She is council's representative on that board, and was reminded that the organization manages land conservation in the River Valley. She wondered what the differences were between the land in this bylaw change and WVA's conservation efforts and whether consultations with WVA about the affected property would continue. Organization Director Donna McCary Bai called City Hall about this issue and the Planning and Development Department clarified the bylaw change's intent, said Michelle Sanson, Department Director. This land was subdivided off the former Valley View Center site, with one part sold to WVA and another to an area landowner. The River Valley Conservation would not be part of this property, she continued. They will still be notified if there's any change in the zoning because they are a group in that area. Any changes in the future, because they are adjacent to that property, would be advised in advance. That's good news, said Froese, considering the authority failed to receive a timely consultation notice, which is why she encouraged McCary Bai to phone City Hall. The next regular council meeting is Monday, August 24. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.